What is a hurricane-proof house?
Well, I mean, it'd be a concrete bunker, you know, with bulletproof windows and emergency pumps and 10-week supply worth of food and backup batteries and so forth.
John Bologna is a structural engineer in Orleans, and he says that concrete bunkers are pretty much hurricane-proof because they act as fortresses against anything that comes at your house.
Flying debris, which become projectiles, cracking into houses, floating debris, you know, which act as battering rams and break into buildings. Roofs blow off the buildings.
Bologna also gets that concrete bunkers don't really evoke that warm, fuzzy feeling of home. Most people don't want to live in them. But there are some homes in the Cape that have been around for centuries. They've survived the hammering of hurricanes and winter storms without an ounce of concrete. I wanted to know how, so I went to see David Wheelock, caretaker of the Wingfort House in Sandwich.
The family has been in this house for well over 300 years now. Stephen Wing came to
this old house has been standing since the 1600s. It sheltered the Wing family through hurricanes that have redrawn the coastline of the Cape. And one key reason is the structure. Up in the attic, you can see the sturdy timber frame.
There's this beam right here.
Huge, whole pieces of wood locked together with pegs and lap joints.
I mean, if you had the capability, if there was a machine big enough, you could pick this house up with a crane and start spinning it around and whip it like 300 feet away. It'd hit the ground and probably be in one piece. I don't think it would break.
This house is really solid, but it's just sitting on its stone foundation, held down by its own weight. Other homes from that era have long washed away. So along with the structure, the other big reason that it's lasted is the location. It's up on a hill.
It's elevated, so it's well-drained. You don't have to worry about flooding.
And it's buffered by being inland. The old-school way to hurricane-proof a home is to make sure that it's sturdy and well-sited. It's what all the old sea captains did. But these days, if we can afford it, we want to live right on the water. And when we build our homes on beaches or in the dunes, we're putting them in harm's way. Sabella Santregal, an architect, walked me through the construction site of a new home on a bluff. It's overlooking Pleasant Bay in Orleans.
When you come in, you get a view of the water immediately in front of you. To do all this, we need a lot of windows.
Windows are a major point of vulnerability. They're basically glass-covered holes cut out of a solid wall. This house, which has more windows than a Santregal can remember, has its own engineer to make sure that it holds together.
So you can see there's a steel beam and a steel column in here, and it's rigidly attached at the top. So you got the column, and this column goes all the way down, is anchored into the foundation.
That's John Bologna, who we heard at the beginning. We took a look at the bones of the house. It's as solid as a bunker, with steel beams hidden in the walls and the ceiling, helping to hold impact-resistant windows in place. Those windows are made with two layers of glass bonded by a plastic resin. In winds of up to 150 miles per hour, when a lawn chair comes flying at your house, it might splinter, but it's not supposed to break. Metal reinforced connections tie the roof to the walls and the walls to the foundation.
The idea is that you put an anchor down there to prevent this wall from toppling over, and there's another one here.
Once the walls are up, all you're going to see is a big open room with floor-to-ceiling windows. It's a fortress masquerading as a simple home with a stellar view. This house is built to deal with Category 4 storms with winds over 130 miles per hour. Jeff Donnelly, who studies hurricanes at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, says that a storm of that strength would be a real outlier.
They're really rare. They're sort of a 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 2,000 year event.
But if that storm comes, you can take your chances between a concrete bunker, the Wingfort House, and the new build on Pleasant Bay. As far as we know, they're all hurricane-proof. At least until they're tested and proven otherwise. For WCAI, I'm Ping Huang, Orleans.